Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Thursday morning. February is winding down. We're all the way to the 26th. We are at 6:05. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
I have 33 degrees. That's enough of that. We have a lot of things all coming up on the show. Well, I think 50 tomorrow. There's some 50s. 40s.
Just that's much better.
So we're getting through it, as I mentioned before. EMCs, good morning to you. Thanks for waking up or hanging out with us or dropping the kids off at sports or working third shift or however you listen. We love you. We appreciate that. If this is your first time listening to the Jen and Tim Show, EMC stands for Early Morning Crew. And if you know, Special Select Group or the EMCs.
And we love you.
Can we talk more about that bucket of coffee coming up after the,
Please.
That needs to happen.
I
don't know about the serving. Maybe it needs to be a carafe or something.
There should be two straws, maybe, instead of just one.
Yeah, there's.
It's large.
That's giving
very
me too much credit. That's giving like a person. I know it's to share. Is it going to be all day? Is it going to be like?
I don't know.
We have a lot of questions about that. But if you are a coffee drinker, you want to stick around for that. This is how we start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Who is he?
No one knows.
He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
You're 100% right. That is not a shareable bucket. That is just for an aggressive. I just figure EMCs, once again, we are up early or you were up late, whatever it might be at 6:05 in the morning. I just figure talking about a large portion of coffee is probably helpful.
I know. And I have a lot to say about it because it's cute, but then there's issues with it.
Well, even as soon as you did the three things you need to know, you kind of took the headphones off and we're kind of like, well, I have some questions.
I do. I have some questions about this. I mean, it is a large amount of iced coffee, but we do need a guess for a dead guy in an envelope this morning. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. We take one guess a day.
So far, we've had Michael Jackson, Elvis, Paul Walker, Matthew Perry, JFK, John Wayne, Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, Val Kilmer, and Robert Redford. Once again, not posted online yet. That's why I'm going through the list. You deserve that EMC. So what's your guess? I mean, I basically told you who it is. Went through the entire list of who it's not. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
We would love your guest for Dead Guy.
Is it Michael Jackson?
It's not. It's not Michael Jackson.
By the way, this round, Michael Jackson was the first name that was guessed. It's already been guessed. We need a new name each day for Dead Guy in the Envelope. We need to take one more guess. 216-343-1021. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is The Envelope. We need a new name next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Hey, we are great. We would love your guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
I think I'm going to guess Valentino for February 19th.
Oh, I like the creativity. That's not it, though.
Oh, there was a lot of thought behind that. We appreciate that. So that counts as today's guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope on Star 102. Up next, if you need a lot of coffee in the morning, how about a bucket of coffee for your mouth? That's next. I can't tell if this is cute or aggressive. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Yeah, I guess you're right. It is both.
It's cute and aggressive. It's a bucket of iced coffee. Now, it's not here yet. They're doing it like in New Hampshire and Massachusetts, which is like, I think like where Dunkin' originates, right? Like the Boston area, something like that. So they're testing it in those markets and there are these buckets of iced coffee and social media is going nuts because maybe somebody posted and now they've figured out that they're selling these and Dunkin' hasn't said they're going nationwide or anything like that. But just to put it in perspective, one of these buckets, you can fit 25 munchkins in it.
Would you, if it was a Would You Rather Wednesday, would you rather have 25 munchkins or would you rather have a bucket of coffee?
Munchkins.
Is there a handle on this bucket? There must be. Is there a handle?
I can't. Well, so I'm looking at one picture and it looks like there is a handle dangling behind. Here's my question, though. There's no cup holder in the car for this. And that is an issue. I mean, what are you doing with it in your car? Are you taking a bucket home and just sitting at home drinking out of a bucket?
No, but you're right. That I didn't even think about that. That's a great point because you can even get these massive drinks. I'm just thinking of like at Taco Bell and they have they taper down, right?
They taper.
So they know that you have to be able to fit in that cup holder.
And I remember when the Owala first came out, the bigger size, that was an issue. People complained, so they made it so it tapers. So this is, there's definitely a handle, lid, and straw.
There's a handle. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Between $8 and $12.
If we have, well, I guess it's a big coffee.
It's a big coffee. I mean,
if we have a Duncan correspondent that knows anything about this, has it been rumored?
Do you think it's not here yet? Drink the whole thing?
I mean, could you imagine that? It could be a Duncan in Willoughby that has the buckets and we don't know. I mean, it could.
Tell us.
You never know. It could be a national rollout that they have not talked about yet.
We'll keep it secret if we need to.
I mean, we'll 100% put it on the air.
Well, yeah.
Secret is, I know. It is
just
it's different
between us EMCs.
It's
that's
different
it.
To other people. If we happen to have one, that'd be awesome. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So there's a new song going viral on TikTok, except the song's actually from 2012. And there's a lot of drama now. A lot of drama.
Oh, it sounds like when I watched Younger and I thought it was a brand new show. I was very excited about
that. Your Hillary Duff show?
Remember, came in?
Yes!
I was ready to break some news, and Stevie's like, yeah, that's not old, new at all. That's not a thing. Stevie on the socials. It is. That's so funny.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
We have a new song going viral on TikTok, but it's actually from 2012. It's the Wide Awake trend. People are singing Katy Perry, Wide Awake, but then that caused a lot of drama. So Katy Perry posted a video of her doing the cover because everyone's doing all these covers. David Archuleta went viral for doing it, and they're doing like the bridge and like the big audio, whatever. And then Katy Perry did it, but she was like, I have to do it where she's harmonizing with herself so it didn't sound cluttered. So then people were commenting saying that it wasn't good because of her harmonizing herself. And then people were coming to her fence saying that that's how she had to do it so it didn't sound like a cluster. So people were defending Katy Perry, and then this guy went viral for calling all these other creators out for using some type of auto-tune called Melodyne, and that they all sound the same, and that there's no way they're just like, they have like the phone propped up in the bathroom and they're acting like it's a concert hall. And then another video went viral, had over 4 million views, and it just says, POV, you're one of those fake singing influencers trying the Wide Awake trend, but you use way too much Melodyne, and somehow a small enclosed space is echoing like a concert hall. So here's the two examples they use. There's two videos we're going to play that they say are using Melodyne, that these are just random singing creators on TikTok, and they say they sound very similar and edited. So here's one of them. Thunder, so it sounds great.
I'm obsessed with it. I love it.
Yeah, but he's just in his bathroom, and that's apparently how it just
sounds.
That's how it sounds. His phone. Just his phone. No mic. Just that. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's what people are saying. And here's another example of someone they think is also using the Melodyne.
I got to tell you, I heard that the first time. I'm like, wow, can that guy sing?
Yeah, that's just in his kitchen. So people are saying that this is dangerous to the singing community because people that were actually posting them that were doing it right were getting comments like, oh, it's not as good as other people. So it just caused a whole – people are mad in the singing community because they're saying that you don't just prop your phone up, no mic, no editing, in the bathroom, sing like that, and then act like it's casual.
Like it's
obviously
you.
They can sing but not
– So the people that are using the Melodyne, they're doing it to their own voice?
Yes.
Because I got to tell you, I've seen, first of all, I sing this now every day in my head because I have seen so many of these videos. I not only can't tell the difference between the Melodyne ones, I then think there are people taking the Melodyne people and lip syncing to it, acting like it's themselves.
Well,
so then
true.
I get confused by that. So I'm like, wait, is that their actual voice with auto-tune on it? Or did they steal from somebody else's video and they're acting like they're singing it?
I'm very confused. See, because these two are both singer pages.
So they're actually singing it.
Yes, but they're allegedly auto-tuning it. I don't know for sure. Here's an example of one that they claim is real. They say that this guy is really just a great singer and he's in his living room.
Let's get to that one coming up in 3 minutes. Maybe you can tell the difference. Jen sings next. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Yeah. Wide Awake Challenge.
Can I use the Melodyne?
Yeah.
So, you got to have some baseline talent. So I'm interested to see the difference between your original to the edited.
Yeah. Right. I'll work on that and get back to you guys.
So these first two, they think were edited. In some degree. We just played a couple minutes
ago. They're both in their bathroom.
Okay, let's listen to both of these. Okay, so that's one. Here's the next one. B- but not to be mistaken that you have some underlying talent that you can sing.
Correct.
This is just enhancing
the high
notes. Yes. Just so you know, like, it's not just somebody off the street that can't sing and all of a sudden the AI voice and they can just, they're ready to tour.
But for these examples, it's more of that they are not just in their bathroom hitting notes like that.
Any good singers? I know it's early in the morning. Want to give it to us? We'll definitely record you. I'd love to hear that. I'm amazed by that.
It sounds so good.
What's the last one we didn't get to yet, Stevie?
This is one that they're saying is they don't use Melodyne. That this is just how their natural voice in their house.
All right, let's see if we can hear the difference.
That one I used a really good example. It's one of the best. Like, that one was going so viral. But you can tell it's not that same baseline note that they're all
using.
Like, it's like he's adding more to
it. More natural.
Because your voice doesn't just do that naturally. So he, goes up and up.
Can they re-release the song with that in it, though? Because I love it.
When they're everywhere and they go viral, they re-release some of these things. It is amazing.
But that's everywhere.
That's a great Stevie on the socials. If you want to hit those notes for us, 216-343-1021. Did you want to try? I didn't even offer you, Stevie.
No, I don't sing.
Are you feeling it?
No.
Here's your...
Melodyne can't help.
All right, Stevie.
No.
Okay, fine.
Of the three of us, you are the only one, Tim, that could even attempt, I bet.
It's too early.
I can't even clap on beat, so I don't think so.
That is fair. We've seen you clap off. Yeah. That's exactly.
You're better at Stevie on the socials.
Yeah,
you're great at Stevie on the socials. Thank you for that.
All right, let's talk more romance, more drama. Bridgerton is back. That's in 60 seconds. It's 22 degrees in Fairview Park. That's our Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Akron Zoo planning a major expansion, $21 million addition to its Pride of Africa exhibit. It will add animals like giraffes.
Oh, no.
I had to do the story for that reason.
I don't understand why you put a V in there.
I don't know either.
We never really brought it up in the air, but we were talking about those giraffes. It was during Stevie on the socials, right?
Yes.
Yeah, how it was very, very sad because they cannot hide under trees because of the elements. And you said giraffe. I don't know how many times.
10 times, and I didn't even notice it. I over-accentuated it there, but giraffes.
It was the best.
I don't know. Now giraffes.
I didn't catch it, I think, to the last one.
It sounds weird to me.
Giraffe.
This is why I wanted to do the story.
We're all friends here. Anybody else say giraffe and not realize it? Well, you wouldn't call yourself out. You wouldn't know that you're saying.
I know.
I thought it was, is it a fancy giraffe? Is it a shorter giraffe? What's a giraffe? Is a giraffe a cub of the
just
giraffe?
Just a peek. Off air, Tim pulled the audio and played it back for me. And sure enough, I do say giraffe every time. I don't know why. So I'm going to try. So they would add animals like giraffes, wildebeest, and ostriches.
Got to stay away from these animal stories.
Okay, we'll move on. Okay, Panera has launched a new mix and match menu. It has soups and salads and sandwiches. $5 each. You can combine items. You get sides. This is their first dedicated value menu in addition to the You Pick 2 deal. And it's here, the second half of Bridgerton Season 4 drops today. The storyline picks up after the Benedict Bridgerton cliffhanger from Part 1.
Spoiler!
It was a cliffhanger, that's all. We know it follows Benedict this season. The first part was 4 episodes. Today we should do these stories in the voice. Of Lady Whistledown?
Yeah.
Like Julie Andrews?
Yes. Like the next
today
time around we do...
Today we get the final four. No, I don't know. I can't. Today. How do you do that?
You should do it in the Bridgerton voice.
We'll try it.
I can't. I don't. I cannot do that.
Dearest gentle reader. I can't
She's
do it.
She's so good.
She is
Just
so
that part
good.
Is worth watching the show.
And, but then every time I hear it, I think this is supposed to be the voice of Penelope, like the actress that plays her. And I'm like, that doesn't.
Oh, that's a good call.
Right.
You're
it
right.
doesn't.
Oh, fit. Now it's ruined.
And I mean, I get it, but okay. So anyway, the final 4 episodes are out. They came out at 3 a.m. And let me just tell you, all I can think about is this weekend and my television and my electric blanket and Bridgerton. Like, I'm so giddy. I can't wait to watch the final 4 episodes.
Let's get to it. It's around a Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites? Our first question is always the same. What is your job?
I am an internal audit IT specialist.
Woo!
I don't need, what does that mean? What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
So basically, I judge my company's systems and their IT department against government and federal agency regulation.
That's what I thought.
You did not.
I don't know. I was just going to say, I just reboot things.
I was just going to say, do you even understand what that means?
I kind of zoned out. It was very fancy. So how long have you done this? Or do you move up to this role? Or is this a starting position? Or kind of take us through that.
A little bit of both. So I have about 3.5 years experience in IT. And I was actually on our help desk when they said, hey, you would do great in our internal audit department. And we're looking for an IT auditor. We want someone who already knows the systems. So I didn't technically have the qualifications for it, but I've been at the company for long enough, and I knew our IT department, so they moved me on over.
So you're auditing only your company's IT department or many companies' IT departments?
Just mine.
Can you tell Stevie to do her taxes and make sure to get him in on time?
Hey, this is not even close to
I know. I was just saying, I was hearing about auditing. Jen talked about April 15th being the day.
Yeah, the IT department. I have nothing to do with IT.
I'm looking out for you.
Very different.
What type of training did you get for this job before that? You know, like you said, you weren't exactly qualified for what you're doing, but did you go to school or what?
So I, in high school, I did a computer and web design class, and that's about it. I did go to a coding boot camp. Didn't finish it, but I didn't get any certifications or anything like that. Just kind of fell into it. I think normally you do need a bachelor's degree, but I only have an associate's.
All right, coming up next, we're going to go around the room. Maybe you're listening. Maybe you have a guess on what she makes base salary. We're going to try to guess within $5,000 of that base salary. That's next. All right, it's guest time on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're in the middle of a round of a game we call Cleveland, how much do you make? You remain anonymous. Remind everybody what your job is.
I am an internal audit IT specialist.
What does that mean? What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
So basically, I judge my company's systems and their IT department against government and federal agency regulation.
Let's go around the room. We're going to try to guess your base salary. We're going to try to get within $5,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say $75,000.
I'm going to say $65,000.
I'm going to say, $90,000.
Okay.
I'll just go high.
Okay, go high. That's fine. We have a little separation. $65,000, $75,000, and $90,000 are our guesses. What is your base salary?
$60,000.
Oh, there you go.
Very good. Love that. This and your job is so interesting, like just the way you fell into it. And we love that you were able to answer all our questions and share with us today.
Of course. Thank you.
Well, it continues on. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Oh.
Maybe the longest bit in the history of my life. I can't wait for these two things to be named. But thank you for voting so far. We are down to the...
We narrowed it down to the...
Eight goose and ears.
The elite eight goose names. We're trying to name two geese. We have two studio geese, a porch goose, a desk goose. We're narrowing it down in a bracket. We decided to do a bracket. Was that the best decision? I'm not sure.
I think it was better than what we had, but now we have... Four bird battles going on.
Bird battles. There are four bird battles in the bird bracket.
Say that five times fast.
We're sorry. It got messy. Just if you could go and pick your four favorites. So there's pairs of names. They're against each other. So your comment should include four names. Just put four names in there.
So we have Cheese versus Sir Honks-a-Lot. We have Winnie versus Leonardo DiCaprio.
Quacquio.
I don't put another R in there.
Should there be another R?
That's on one side. And the other side, that's for the larger of the goose, the porch goose. On the other side, for the desk goose, you have Minnie. Don't even get started with the spelling. I don't know. I'm not held responsible for the spelling
Stevie
of this.
And I are still fighting.
Versus Meryl Cheap. I think that's going to be tough. And then Feather Locklear, which has been a fan favorite over the last few days.
Big time.
Take it on Quackers. So.
Well, and what's interesting is there were suggested combos at the beginning of this bracket, but some of those got separated. So this could get I mean, these geese could end up being Cheese and Feather Locklear. I mean, I don't know.
Could be. We have a lot of comments over. Thank you for voting. We know you're busy. We'll have the Flock of Four tomorrow.
Flock of Four.
Now we're, it's going to go into next week.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait. I thought we were going to be done tomorrow.
My math was a day off.
I thought we were going to be done tomorrow.
Oh, I thought I had it right. My math is off. Oh, no.
Why would you say that?
I just
Okay.
That was a flock fail.
Please vote for your favorite. It's on social media. It's on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page.
It is. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Thursday morning to you. Mix of sun and clouds. High of 33 degrees. Definitely big news out of the Rock Hall yesterday.
Yes, they announced the class of nominees for induction. So they will narrow this down. There are 17 different artists up for nomination for induction. 10 of them new this year. And we're excited. We love it.
We are very excited. That's obviously big, big news. So we're going to play a round of Know the Nominee. We're going to bring producer Stevie in here. I'm going to play a clip from one of these artists and or bands and or individual singers, whoever it might be. She has to identify the artist. I have the Know the Nominee sheet in front of me, so she has the opportunity to just guess if she doesn't know.
Yep.
And that's how the game works.
Very simple.
Very, very simple.
And very entertaining.
Oh, it's a good time. Know the Nominee. Play along. Let's see how producer Stevie does, too. This is 3 minutes away on Star 102. Who's singing the song right now, Stevie? I'm kidding. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I don't know.
We are same. We are playing around to Know the Nominee. I'm just going to play clips of the song, and I did give you the sheet. Do you have it in front of you?
Yes.
I just want to give you at least the option.
Are you going to trick me this time, or is it one of these?
Is that a real question?
Well, I need to know ahead of time. It could be the same artist multiple times.
There could be.
Okay.
There could be. Oh, I'll be fair. I think it's a great question because this is what happened last time. Like, here's one.
Someone from this list?
It is someone from this list. I promise you.
Do you know this song?
I'm not tricking. I would never.
You know that song?
I would never trick you that it's an artist not off of the list.
Right.
Every single one will be on the list.
Can you play that again?
No.
Anything?
No.
Right.
I don't know that one.
You don't want to just pick someone off the list?
Yeah, just pick one off the list. It's fine. We're all friends.
You know, I was going to go, I'm going to go Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah!
You
yeah!
did it!
Yes!
What about this?
Mariah Carey.
Yeah!
Yes!
Mariah Carey.
She didn't even have to look at the list for that
she
one.
She didn't even know this. How about this?
My, guess would be Billy Idol.
Yeah!
Stevie's gotten good at this.
I was going to guess him for everything, but then the first two didn't make sense.
Oh, yeah, it didn't make sense for those.
What about this?
I'm just going to say Billy Idol again. I learned. Though this song and the last song, I would not guess is the same artist. They don't sound the same.
So you go Billy Idol on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Who is it, Jen?
So it would be Joy Division.
Yeah! What about this?
Wait. I know this song.
Play this.
Bill Collins.
Yeah! Yeah! You're doing so well.
I think I should have known that just right off the bat, but I didn't.
All right, you're doing a great job.
We'll
so what's
one
the
more.
Difference between Joy Division and New Order?
That must have been like their old name, new name or something.
That was before my time. All right, we're going to we'll get to a few more here, but I want to play. I just want to go one more into. She's crushing this.
Yes, you're doing
Has
great.
Has she even missed one she's missed so far? All right, this will be the last one for now. Then we'll play a quick song. Any idea?
No. Let me cross some people off.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like any of these people, so we're just going to go Billy Idol.
Oh! That was another Phil Collins song.
Was it?
It was.
Mm-hmm. I'm used to the slower.
Yeah. When Phil slows it down.
Right.
Oh, we get it. Yeah. Know the Nominee. She's crushing this so far. Mm-hmm. It continues after Billie Eilish. You know, Jen dominates Trump, Tui. You're dominating Know the Nominee on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. You're doing such a great job.
It's luck.
During a round of this.
I'm just guessing.
Much better than the last time we played.
So I've learned your tricks.
You've improved.
You did. Yeah, you caught
me
on a couple of them.
The problem is when you learn his tricks, he changes his tricks.
There'll be a pivot.
I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll see.
Yeah, good luck with
Know the Nominee. These are nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Some of them could turn into, we'll turn into inductees at some point in time here. Such as this. Who's this?
Phil Collins. Don't tell me that's Billy Idol.
It's not Billy Idol.
Then it would be...
Jen?
Yeah, I don't know.
You want me to tell her?
Yeah.
INXS.
Who?
INXS. The one that's INXS. INXS.
I
yeah.
Never heard of
that. How would you have pronounced it if we didn't say INXS?
INXS.
Yeah, that's good.
INXS. Wait, you've never heard of them?
No. Not familiar.
What about this?
Black Crowes.
There you go.
Yes, good job.
The second I hear, I hit the clip, I get this look from her. She looks up every time, like these eyes, and then looks back down. You're doing so well. What do we got? Oh, that's going to be easy.
I didn't even think through the In Excess one.
How about this
one?
Here's another one. Here's another one. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls the mama. I'm sure all the hand
and I just around. Not familiar with that song either. Can you play that again?
I can.
Wu-Tang Clan.
It is Wu-Tang.
Yes, it is. I can always tell her
I don't know where I can go after that.
Tell her that.
Is 100% Wu-Tang Clan.
It is not.
I have to look at Jen to know if you're lying or not.
I have to look down to make a straight face. This is terrible.
What's the answer?
It's Wu-Tang.
It's the Black Crowes again.
Again?
Yeah.
They sound very different. One was more like country. The other one felt more like hip hop.
You've done well. I don't know where else to go after that. You guessed the way. I mean, after
great job,
that was very well done. You do know the nominees. You have done very well.
Some of them.
Wu-Tang Clan next.
Sorry to them.
On Star 102. I love that game so much.
Me too. I'm like sad it's over.
You did great. We'll get to the secondary game called Trump 2E and 8:35, but.
I wish we could play more, though.
I just love, even talking off the air, and she did a very good job talking about it on the air, talking through the artists she knows, through just sounds and how she only recognized one of those songs.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, there's a big age gap between Stevie and us, and these inductees, obviously, or the nominees for induction. They've been around for a while, so that's why we do that, and it's fun, and it's just, I feel like it's crazy that she hasn't heard of some of those songs.
If she wanted to do a Know the Show and a Wizards of Waverly Place
versus,
and I would go, oh, for whatever.
She could name a show and we would have to say if it was on Disney or Nickelodeon and we would get everyone wrong.
Done.
Everyone
and
wrong.
And if we got them right, if we had some correct, it was just because of guessing.
Lucky guesses. Definitely.
Please don't put that in her head.
No, I don't know why I did. All right. It's 26 degrees in Fairview Park. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know today. A loss for the Cavs last night in Milwaukee. The team was without James Harden after he broke his right thumb Tuesday night in the game. They play the Pistons tomorrow night in Detroit. Real-time weather alerts are coming to digital roadside signs here in Northeast Ohio. You'll get alerts for faster, clearer notifications for flash floods, tornadoes, and icy roads. The signs go live this week.
I mean, I think I'd see the tornado.
Well, you would see it, but they're saying that this is quicker than sending you a text, that you'll see the digital signs on the highway and you'll be alerted as a driver faster.
I like that.
That's what they're saying.
I like that.
So you'll see.
I'm just saying in that particular instance.
And particularly during fast moving storms. I don't think we
there
often.
There you go. If it's a fast moving storm. Fast moving storm. Can't get away from that.
You will be prepared, Tim.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you for the alerts.
That doesn't sound real.
No, it is. I think that's a good thing. I'm just saying when you listed all of that, that all makes sense. I'm just thinking, I'm on 71. The tornado, that big old funnel's my alert.
That's your alert. Well, then that brings up the point, well, why are you alerting me of icy roads? Like, I'm already on the icy roads.
Oh, welcome to the issue with the story.
I don't like
that. It's a good idea. I'm not knocking the story at all.
At least
when you said tornado. I know. So do I. I just had a question about it. That's all I said. I figured you would see the funnel action that you were in the midst of.
I just can't imagine driving down 90 seeing a funnel. Cloud.
I never want to see that happen.
No, but I think it's more likely on your side of town. Metallica. Ah! It is. You guys get earthquakes. Earthquakes and tornadoes. They go hand in hand.
Survived 2-2.
Metallica headed to Vegas and the Sphere. They announced an 8-show residency this fall each weekend with two completely different set lists as part of their no-repeat weekend format. Tickets go on sale March 6th. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.